RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Are you going to survive a super bug? What do you mean, what is that? That means that bacteria have evolved antibiotic resistance so quickly, and the discovery of new antimicrobials has been eclipsed, that we're having an epidemic of these bugs. So I thought today I would talk a little about the subject, because it affects all of us and our family members. And what we do when we get a scratchy throat, do we reach for the antibiotics or do we think about this? So from foreign scratching of the eye to innocuous hip replacement, or combining a nice splash in a jacuzzi, resistance bacteria have emerged, making many medical problems worse, serious, and in some instances, incurable. A 67-year-old patient of mine had a 6-month fever of unknown origin and got into the heart and became septic. Turns out that no one had ever ordered a blood test or a blood culture until 6 months had elapsed. And in fact, the incidental bacteria was a benign form of strep that inhabits the mouth, and she got it from a dental procedure. Who would have thought? A patient is scratched by a rose thorn. He ends up losing part of his face because of resistant MRSA bacteria. A 35-year-old woman normally wears contact lenses, visits the emergency room with light sensitivity, eye pain, blurred vision. She has a little white infiltrator in her cornea, which has lasted a couple weeks. The diagnosis is between fungus, bacteria, amoeba, and herpes virus. Well, it's made simple by the history because of the delayed onset and the amount of pain, but the treatment of an amoeba or parasitic disease is extremely difficult because not only is there antibiotic resistance, there are very few antibiotics to treat this kind of amoeba. So we're talking more than just bacteria. We're talking about superorganisms that can be anything. They can be viruses, funguses, parasites, etc. And for instance, once a supply of new organisms or an old organism returns and becomes established, like in a tropical country, it's nearly impossible to eradicate. And by this I mean, in Angola, yellow fever is back, and it could go global, because you can see how things like Ebola had spread. You can see how the Zika virus can spread. And besides trying to get it out of all the people in the country that are affected and protect those who aren't affected, the monkey in Angola remained the reservoir. So there are few sentient tales that keep coming back to haunt us, that galvanize our thoughts. Looking backwards, antibiotics revolutionized medicine in the middle of the 20th century. They made surgery safer and even helped defend us against common infections. They were so good, we use them for prophylaxis, for preventing the possibility of an eye infection by using drops 3 days beforehand. But health officials have warned for years about the overuse of antibiotics and the growing danger of antibiotic resistance. 2 million people develop resistant infections a year, and at least 23,000 die. 40 million Americans used an antibiotic in 2013. And for a urinary infection, 2 out of 3 did not even need them. Or for a urinary or upper respiratory infection, the same. It is that pester power of patients. They want something from the doctor, and the doctor wants to give them a quick answer. Livestock receives 4 times as much antibiotics as urine, as humans. And what happens is, we get remnants of that antibiotics in the water and the urine that comes off of them, and the runoff from chicken and cattle farms. The meat has little residues of the antibiotics. So without knowing it, we're developing resistance in our organisms just by eating and drinking some of these things. When people hear about antibiotic resistance creating superbugs, they tend to think that new diseases and pandemics are spreading out of control. The real threat is less flamboyant, but still serious. It's existing problems getting worse. Existing organisms becoming more widespread. Infections becoming acquired in hospitals, for instance. People having a cesarean or having a hip replacement all of a sudden become liable. The hospital becomes a culture ground for bacteria. And people with immune deficiency states are even more susceptible. The public tends to think that the person taking the drug becomes resistant to its effect. That's not really true. It's the organism has become resistant. And we have to sort of figure it out what to do to block the synthesis of the bacterial or viral proteins or interfere with the cell wall or cell membrane. Any variation in the bacteria's genomes that makes one of these drugs less effective immediately benefits all the other bugs around because they have some fancy genetics that rapidly change. And when an organism like a bacteria can redevelop and reproduce in 10 minutes, it means that genetic variation can change very quickly. The problem worsens in poor countries, where resistance to drug is more than just killing bacteria. It's also fighting parasites, malaria, Ebola, HIV, and other viruses. Since the turn of the century, deployment of new medicine has provided some respite, but the resistance to even chemicals is turning up. Humans are not the only ones subjected to infectious bacteria. Even bacteria and fungi are subjected. We'll come back to that in a second, but I will mention that a fungus does not like bacteria threatening its existence. So what happens is the fungus makes antibiotics, and that's how we got penicillin, sulfonamides, cephalosporins. We got them from nature. In fact, there are only 40 different antibiotics in the drug pipeline, and many of them will never make it to clinical use because of the rigorous testing, or because they're not effective, or because they're too toxic. So we have to rely on other means. One of those means is using chemicals like Avenova hypochlorous acid. It's a great product and can be used to kill bugs in the eye, mouth, or urine. We also have to determine whether you really have a bacterial infection or is it a virus. We need to ramp up our immunity with vitamin D and other vitamins and vaccinations. We need to take the full course of an antibiotic to not give a chance for the bug to recover. We're bringing back older drugs like colistin and chloramphenicol. We need to fight fire with fire. Use viruses to kill bacteria. We have to support our own bacteria in our eyes, our mouth, our gut, because that's our first line of defense. We have to look for natural remedies. Filter our water. We have to demand antibiotic-free meat. We have to pay attention. Most bacteria are not harmful. In fact, they're very helpful. There may be a trillion species of bacteria, of which only 99.9% have never been discovered. We live in this world. We need to deal with it. We need to build our immunity. We need to be taking healthy precautions. We need to be even taking daily vitamins, like iComplexCS.com. And so, superbugs, beware, because we're going to be aware of what to do and make every attempt to avoid you. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for becoming the medical detective that I know you are. See well and stay well.